Good morning, Richard Eckley here. Happy Thursday morning to you. We're on a Thursday, so on a Mindset Thursday on your four keys to a healthier, happier you. And the two steps that will change your life for the biggest thing, and actually after you actually create your life, are the decisions you take and the actions you take. Those two things will actually develop your whole life where it's going to be. If you think about it, you have to think about something first of all. Whatever you want in our life, you have to first think about it, and then we make a decision on that thought process, and that causes actions, actually move ourselves forward. But if you're not actually stopping to think, okay, what do I want in my life? What am I going to produce in my life for me? Then you're not going to take the action required to actually move yourself forward. We actually develop our life by the thoughts we already had. Our experiences that have gone past before are all stored in our subconscious. We refer back to these thoughts, these memories, to make our future decisions. Say if you had a bad experience of something, an opportunity came along, you tried it, you had a bad decision of it and it failed, you stored that in your subconscious. Then if another opportunity comes along that's similar to that, your initial thing is to think of your subconscious to go back to that original thought, think that failed, I'm not going to try that again. So it failed last time, so it'll fail again in the future. But all that is a memory. It's a memory of a past failure. It's not the actual opportunity itself. It's just showing you your thought process refers back to your subconscious mind and what you've stored in there over the last years. So if you actually want to take an opportunity, you've got to think, okay, where could this opportunity possibly go? Where could it take me? So you're changing your mindset to a more positive one, for a solution-oriented one, and you'll move yourself forward, because then you'll start to take action on the opportunity and start to change your life step by step. If you just always refer back to your memories, to all the things that were gone before, you're going to get the exact same result, because you're going to do the same actions you had, you're going to make the same decisions you took, and everything else will repeat like in this never-ending cycle. So you would actually stop and think, okay, what do I want in my life? What am I prepared to do to change things now? To think, okay, there, I want to move myself forward, I want to change some things in my life. So I've got to make new decisions. When I start to make new decisions, I then start to take the action required to change things. Thinking about something is all good, but unless you actually start to take action, nothing changes. It's not until you actually take action. So you think about it first, you make a decision. Yes, I want to change something, whether it's your health, your wealth, your relationships, or your mindset. I'm going to take action on this. And then you actually take the action required, small steps, to move yourself forward. And those two things can create any life you want in the future. But you have to take control of it and think, okay, it's not outside circumstances affecting me. How am I going to affect outside circumstances and take control of my life and create the life I want in the future? My actions, my decisions will create my life. And that is how it works. It's quite simple, but it's not easy. That's the thing. So it takes time, it takes commitment, it takes willpower, it takes deciding, okay, I'm going to make myself, use my willpower to do what I want to do, to move myself in the direction I want to move in. And in the future, who knows where you'll be, because you are then in control of your life, creating the one you want. Happy days. There we are. Have yourself a good one. All the best for now.